Chapter 5, Prison to Palace. While Joseph was in Egypt, he was forced to work as a slave for Potiphar. Potiphar saw that Joseph was a hard worker. He made Joseph his personal assistant. Joseph was in charge of the household and the property. Seeing that Joseph was a handsome man, Potiphar's wife fell in love with him. Joseph did not want to make trouble in Potiphar's house. This made Potiphar's wife angry. So she told lies about Joseph, and he was thrown in prison. While Joseph was in prison, the Lord helped him and was good to him. He even made the jailer like Joseph so much that he put him in charge of the other prisoners and everything that was done in the jail. The jailer did not worry about anything, because the Lord was with Joseph and made him successful in all he did. 2 years later, the king of Egypt dreamed that he was standing beside the Nile River. Suddenly, 7 fat, healthy cows came up from the river and started eating grass along the bank. Then, 7 ugly, skinny cows came out of the river and ate the fat, healthy cows. When this happened, the king woke up. The king went back to sleep and had another dream. This time, 7 full heads of grain were growing on a single stalk. Later, the other heads of grain appeared, but they were thin and scorched by the east wind. The thin heads of grain swallowed the 7 full heads. Again, the king woke up, and it had only been a dream. The next morning, the king was upset. So he called in his magicians and wise men and told them what he had dreamed. None of them could tell him what the dreams meant. Meanwhile, the king's servant remembered that he had once been in prison with Joseph. Joseph had told him the meaning of his dreams. So the king sent for Joseph and told him the dreams. Joseph replied, "Your Majesty, both of your dreams mean the same thing, and in them God has shown what he is going to do. The 7 good cows stand for 7 years, as do the 7 good heads of grain. The 7 skinny, ugly cows that came up later also stand for 7 years, as do the 7 bad heads of grain that were scorched by the east wind. The dreams mean that there will be 7 years when there won't be enough grain. It is just as I said. God has shown what he intends to do. For 7 years, Egypt will have more than enough grain, but that will be followed by 7 years when there won't be enough. The good years of plenty will be forgotten, and everywhere in Egypt, people will be starving. The famine will be so bad that no one will remember that once there had been plenty." Joseph then told the king to choose someone wise to be in charge of Egypt. That person should gather food and store it during the good years. Then there would be food to eat during the famine. The king liked the plan. The king told Joseph, "God is the one who has shown you these things. No one else is as wise as you are, and no one else knows as much as you do. I am putting you in charge of my palace, and everybody will have to obey you. No one will be over you except me. You are now governor of all of Egypt." Then the king took off his royal ring and put it on Joseph's finger. He gave him fine clothes to wear and placed a gold chain around his neck. Joseph gathered and stored grain during the 7 good years. Then the famine came to Egypt. The people begged for bread, and Joseph sold them grain. People from many countries came to Egypt because the famine in their home country was so severe.